Let's go, girls. Run the world, girls.
I'm a moron, and that's what I want to talk about for Woman Wednesday.
This is hard for me to believe, because you're one of the most organized persons I know, Kelly.
Well, I will say, I think TJ Maxx did me dirty. I don't think it was all my own doing, but I went to TJ Maxx. I got some lotion. It's that hemp lotion. It's like a pineapple scent. It smelled so good. So I've been using it for like a month, right? Nice. The other day, I'm walking out, and I have all of my lotions, like, set up in my closet, yep. And I don't know why, but I looked at it, and I was like, what? Thinning hair? What is that? Realized that the lotion I've been using for the past month was not actually lotion, it was conditioner.
Woohoo! Makes me feel better. You made a stupid decision.
Okay, here's my defense, though. One, and this is why I say TJ Maxx did me dirty, it was in with all the other lotions. It's the same exact bottle as the hemp lotion bottle. And the word conditioner on it is written so small and so thin, like you would have to know, like, oh, that's their conditioner product. It looks just like their lotion.
So you accidentally just looked at it a little bit harder the other day to notice this?
No, it just grabbed my attention. It was nothing. I was literally walking by. I went, wait, what? I for a month, I've been using it. I thought it was a little weird. Like, it didn't feel like lotion, but I was like, whatever. Like, I've never tried their brand of lotion with that scent before, so I didn't think anything of it until I saw the word conditioner written on the side of it.
Did you go on a deep dive? Like, what's it done to my skin now? What does conditioner on your skin do? Did you
no,
do anything like that?
I took it out of my closet and I went and put it in the bathroom. I was like, well, the boys have new conditioner now.
Your skin looks like it's glowing to me. It might have done you good.
My arm hairs are so, like, voluminous right now. Let me tell you. They're super soft. So for Woman Wednesday, really, this is just to make me feel better. Have you had a dumb mix-up like this?
I have something very embarrassing, which I'll tell you about in 6 minutes.
All right, we want to hear from you. You could call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Kelly spent the last month moisturizing her body with conditioner.
Yeah, hair conditioner. I thought it was lotion. It's the same bottle that it comes in the lotion. It looks the exact same. It does say conditioner on it, but it's in really small, like, thin letters.
I do like you being vulnerable right now, because you are very, very organized, and you rarely make these mistakes. So thank you for sharing with us. It makes me personally feel better. I've had a similar experience. I got given this unique cologne as a birthday gift. I didn't really look into it. It was expensive, and I hadn't seen the brand before. So I was going around, you know, fragrancing myself before dates and before going out. It was aftershave. You meant to soothe your skin after shaving with it. I was using it as a fragrance.
But it probably still smelled good. It got the job done, right?
I wouldn't go that far, but it was a stupid mistake.
Not as bad as some of these mistakes we're hearing about on Woman Wednesday. Like the 760 says, I wasn't feeling well and I had to go take some college classes. So I decided that I was going to take some medication. I took what I thought was medication. Turns out it was sleeping pills. I could barely keep my eyes open in class, and it was a class I had to be in.
And you can't fight it either. You can't fight it when you're drugged like that. I've done it as well.
You're doing the nod, like just trying to stay awake, keep your eyes open.
909, I went to the grocery store. My son, as we were leaving, we got into a car. My car wouldn't start. I looked in the back seat and realized we got into the wrong car. That looked exactly like mine, and it was parked right next to mine.
Could you imagine? Like, I'd be like, get out of the car, fast, hurry. I don't want anybody to see
me. You have that panicked moment. Yes. Get out. Where's the police?
951 says, it wasn't me. It was actually my mom who had a mix-up when I was a kid. She accidentally used hemorrhoid cream as toothpaste. That's bad. That is way worse than conditioner as lotion.
Is that a joke or is the person serious?
I'm assuming. No, actually, no, they finished it and said no joke. So, no, that was serious.
I would never recover. Yeah. I would never recover.
I would brush my teeth really long and hard after that with actual toothpaste.
Why did they have the hemorrhoid cream in the house?
Well, obviously they had a problem. Have you had a just bonehead mix-up? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Stand by what I said. TJ Maxx did me dirty.
It was all their fault, wasn't it?
It is their fault. I bought what I thought was lotion because it looks just like the lotion that hemp company sells. Turns out it was conditioner. I've been using it on my arms for the last month before I randomly realized. I was like, what does that say on it? It says conditioner.
Kelly. Kelly doesn't make those mistakes either. If you want to feel better, though, there's a lot of fellow morons around the IE, and I love reading all these text messages.
Hold on. They're not morons. We all make mistakes from time to time, so this is our chance to just laugh together at those mistakes.
Okay, well, all morons together. 909 here. I was visiting a friend's house, and she informed me that she doesn't use toilet paper since she discovered adult butt wipes. She told me that they were in the vanity in a white plastic container. Well, my eyesight isn't the best, and I ended up using Clorox bleach wipes. It stung a bit, to say the least.
Clean as butt ever. 323 says, I was about 17 years old. I came home from school, and I was super hungry. I went to the kitchen. I grabbed what I thought was beef jerky. My dog kept staring at me funny, and then I realized it was dog jerky.
Even the dog's calling you a moron.
The dog was probably mad. He's like, bro, those are my snacks.
When I was 12, says the 951, I made chocolate chip cookies for the first time. I mixed up teaspoon and tablespoon. I was supposed to put a teaspoon of salt in the batter. Put a tablespoon. We'll just say those are some salty cookies.
Yeah, probably not your best batch for sure. 951 text in says, my husband is a fireman. I can only imagine the calls they get. He went on a call once to McDonald's because somebody there thought they put eye drops in, and it turns out it was super glue.
What? Did she lose her eye?
I don't know.
The super glue is very, very sticky, right?
It's super glue.
It holds up like frames and stuff on the wall.
It's not kind of glue. It's super glue.
Oh, that is tragic. 909 here. Good morning, Kelly and Guy. It wasn't me. It was my mother-in-law. She used Icy Hot on my nephew, thinking it was diaper rash ointment.
Oh, poor kid. I can tell by the way that you're stirring.